Well, we've given you New Orleans and we've given you Nashville so far, but it seems like a reasonable effort to finish off American Adventure 3 by giving you New York as well. Entirely different city. Some people actually say that New York is an entirely different country to the United States. It's certainly louder, it's certainly brasher. They're wandering around, people move faster. They're ruder as well, but that doesn't seem to matter because I don't think they really mean it. We've been in a bar for an hour or two, which has been absolutely excellent. There's been a live band on, which is nowhere near as good as the band in Nashville, but it's still got the place rocking. And we've had some rather fine food with an enormous portion. But then again, that's what they always do over here. And the best thing about New York is every time you turn a corner, there's something you know, something you've seen from a television show, something you've seen from a film. And you walk along. For instance, we're walking along the street here. I don't even know the name of the street. And on the right-hand side, there's a restaurant called Sardi's. Now, I remember that. Isn't that where the celebs went? We're actually near Broadway at the moment. And this... the best thing about it, they've tried to quieten the city down over the years and have failed miserably. There are signs up saying, you know, people honking their horns, for instance, will have to pay a fine. It doesn't seem to stop them. The Helen Hayes Theatre, for instance, on my right. And there's some great shows on. King Tut. Memphis, a new musical. And I think the Adams family are going to be doing their own particular show fairly shortly. We're walking down towards Times Square, which just gets more exciting every time I see it, mainly because the lights, which are, will put Piccadilly Circus to shame, frankly, because they are, I suppose the technology has moved on over the years since I first came here in 1989, so therefore they light up Times Square so much it's practically like daylight even at 4 o'clock in the morning. If you've not been lucky enough to come to New York, I suggest you try and get over here if you can, because it's absolutely marvellous. And even though we're walking along at midnight, it's a good old noisy old place. It is actually the city that never sleeps.